Hi, this is Tom Casale with the Patriots Campcast for Tuesday, July 31st. After a big, hard-hitting physical practice on Monday, the Patriots kind of took it easy in the morning session of Tuesday. The biggest news was Tom Brady didn't really participate much in practice. He was there. He handed the ball off to the running backs, but this was a case where he was resting his arm, trying not to get a lot of reps on that arm heading into the season. Even during the quarterbacking drills, Brady was acting as a receiver, and when he tossed the ball back to Matt Castle and Matt Gutierrez, he would underhand throw. He wouldn't throw forward overhands like he normally does. So he was obviously keeping that arm fresh, and he'll probably be back at it in the afternoon practice. Guys on PUP, same, still weren't there. Rashad Baker continues to battle a back injury. He wasn't at practice. Kyle Brady and Garrett Mills weren't on the field. This is Mills' third day in a row he's missed practice, and Brady's also the third day he's missed, and Chad Scott, who was put on injured reserve yesterday, is out for the season, so obviously he wasn't there. Wasn't much contact in this practice, basically a lot of running drills. Lawrence Maroney looked good, getting through the hole, looked really explosive, got into the open field a couple times to the cheers of the fans. The other big thing probably from this practice is Ryan O'Callaghan continues to work alongside Stephen Neal at right tackle. Nick Kazier has been the starter for the last couple of years. He's been coming in after O'Callaghan, but right now O'Callaghan seems to be at least pushing for that starting job. Matt Castle actually looked pretty good. He's been had times in this camp where he's held on to the ball a little bit too long, hasn't made decisive decisions. Today, taking most of the reps for Brady, he looked good. He threw the ball well. Castle has all the physical tools to be a starting NFL quarterback. He just has to get that mental game down, and that will come with more experience. But he had a good day of training camp on Tuesday, as did Gutierrez. He didn't get as many reps as Castle, but when he did get a chance to throw the football, he had a lot of zip on the ball, threw some out passes really well. Still a guy, possible practice squad guy for Matt Gutierrez, but he's looked pretty good in camp so far as well. Junior Seau lined up next to Adalis Thomas, an inside linebacker. That probably doesn't mean too much. A lot of the veterans kind of had the camp off, if you will. They were out there, but not doing much. Teddy Bruschi was one of them. Randy Moss was one of them. Brady, as I mentioned. So you didn't see some of the veterans really out there taking part in the drills, and Bruschi was one of those guys. Fans of the AFC North invaded practice on Tuesday. One fan was sitting on the hill wearing a Chad Johnson jersey, while another fan was walking around donning a Troy Polamalu jersey of the Steelers. They didn't cause as much trouble as the Dolphin fan did the other day, but it was still interesting to see. Kelly Washington, receiver, still trying to make the team, caught a nice pass in the end zone and proceeded to do a finger roll over the goalpost once he scored. And that was about it. Not much going on today. It was kind of a light day. Eric Alexander took advantage of some downtime by running some sprints. He's been staying late after practice virtually every day to get some more instruction from the coaches. And after practice, the NFL officials spoke with the media members talking about the new rules, points of emphasis for this upcoming season, the most noteworthy probably being the leaping in the air at the goal line. It used to be as long as a part of your body touched the pylon, it was a touchdown, even if the ball was out of bounds. But now the ball has to be over the pylon. You can touch the pylon with your hand, but if the ball's not over the goal line, it will be marked where it went out of bounds. So that was probably the biggest rule change. They went over a bunch of different things with us. Everything, you know, the pass interferences, the illegal contact, the roughing the quarterback, those things. But the pylon, the ball crossing the pylon, was probably the biggest rule change for this upcoming season. So that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, with another Campcast. This is Tom Casale signing off.